Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. Next, we talk with Greg Hennessy, the founder and president of North Star Caviar. Let's start off by just tell us a little bit about your business. You know, people think of caviar in North Dakota. I can't imagine that's something that is known by almost everybody. I mean, do you guys have a lot of international notoriety?
The short answer, Jason, is yes. We have an international reputation, which has been there since our first production year of 93. And the reason for that is we supply the bulk of our wholesale product as opposed to our retail to the Caribbean cruise lines. And an even larger percentage of our gross goes to Japan.
That's outstanding. How long ago did you start this company up?
We did the heavy lifting to get our one-of-a-kind fishing license from the North Dakota legislature in conjunction with Game and Fish back in 1992 legislative session. And we did a startup and first production season in 93.
Now, you mentioned a specialty license. The first question, the reason I stumbled over myself is I was going to say I don't think there's a lot of competition in the state for this. And when you said specialty permit, is yours kind of a one-of-a-kind type of a permit, or how does that work?
So far as the history of that license, the background or the historical footnote is it was illegal at the time that we applied for legislative permission to harvest paddlefish and make the caviar, because some Tennessee bootleggers, if I can use the term, were showing up at the Yellowstone, Missouri confluence in the 80s, and they were buying the gut piles out of the paddlefish at a garbage barrel. They got to a point where they were so eager to get those gut piles that they were giving new pickups away to the fishermen in exchange for the fish gut. Whereupon the wardens figured out that these guys were bootlegging the eggs out of the gut piles and making enough money to buy those pickups.
They were bootlegging the paddlefish eggs. That's unbelievable. Interesting. I got to tell you, I was not expecting that. Talk to me a little bit about the marketplace that you have. Of course, a lot of people think of the sturgeon or the Russian sturgeon, beluga caviar. You've got a great account with the cruise line. Talk to me about your particular niche or your particular market share that you've got across the globe.
The sturgeon story and the Russian product that comes out of the Black Sea and the Caspian Sea, traditionally, and I'm talking back to pre-Russian Revolution, the Tsar, and et cetera, centuries ago, there were four species of sturgeon. The beluga, which has got an egg berry about the size of double-eyed buck, and then there were three other ones, Sevruga, Osetra, and Golden. And Golden was not allowed outside of the Russian Tsar's court. That didn't even make it to Paris. But it happens that the Sevruga, an eggberry, which is about the size of a BB, and it ranges from dark olive green to gray to black, is an identical size to the North American paddlefish. And in fact, all the blind tastings that we've conducted over time have proven that human taste buds cannot discern the difference between two properly made batches of North American paddlefish and Sevruga sturgeon. And the proof of that is that about 15 years ago, some Russian mafia operating on the East Coast had managed to get a hold of a wholesale lot of North Star caviar. They took it offshore, relabeled it as Russian, and brought it back to the Port of Baltimore, whereupon the Fish and Wildlife Service brought down a 25-count indictment, and they're in the pen. And the only way that they busted them was through DNA.
I spent a little bit of time in Montana last year at the Inlet, which is near Sydney, south of Sydney, north of Glendive, and they snagged the paddlefish from there. as they go back to Lake Sakakawea. Do you guys have any sort of contract or deal or relationship with Montana when it comes to harvesting your eggs?
The short answer is that we've worked hand in hand with them since our startup days. The turnover on the Glendive Chamber Committee has been higher than what the turnover of our personnel has been for the Friends of Fort Union and the Williston Chamber, who are the two venture partners here. And so we've had, I'm going to say, more consistent management in our operation. But the fact of the matter is that we share the same resource, because if you look at it from a cattleman's point of view, we've got the nursery and the feedlot in Lake Sakakawea because the dam is on the Missouri Garrison. But the fish naturally need the spring runoff from the mountain snowpack, and it comes down the free-flowing Yellowstone as opposed to the Missouri, which it used to do. Fort Peck screwed that up. But the Yellowstone, being free-flowing, has sufficient CFS during the spring runoff that it triggers the spawning urge in the paddlefish. And so what they do is they come up out of the feedlot, which is Lake Sakakawea, and they make the corner at the Yellowstone-Missouri confluence, which is where we have our caviar plant, and they turn the corner and go up the Yellowstone 100 miles to Glendive, and then the Glendive people get a chance at the harvest. And in addition to that, I should mention that we have funded since year one a joint biological study that's conducted by Professor Dennis Starnecki out of University of Idaho at Moscow, another Russian connection, you might say. But anyway, Dennis has got 40 years into this paper assuring the viability and the long-term sustainability of that fishery. We also share a quota system with them. When we first started, it was 1,500 fish each. And for the last 10 or 12 years, it's been 1,000 fish each.
To listen to the full-length interview with Greg Hennessy with North Star Caviar, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
So now the sharks in the water, babe, they think you're pretty sweet. No, they're never gonna get you with the big old pearly teeth.
The American petroleum industry and the surrounding businesses will be hosting the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. The event will be held Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota. 18 teams will compete for the ultimate trophy and bragging rights. The event starts at 6:30 p.m. with the public taste testing. There's door prizes and a live band. Cost is $10 per person. All proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. Come taste the dark secrets of the bayou at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota with the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off.
Well, you're my surfboard, baby. Let me be your boogeyman.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp. To find out more about Tom Peckskamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp.
Baby, let me be your mango man.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.